Radio you can touch.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
Starring Bob Lutz.
So we don't have to be accurate now. We just throw a bunch of stuff out there. And this dummy laughs.
You want my duck?
Jeff Lutz.
You don't have to fake it until you make it. Faking it is making it.
Good man always knows his limitations.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
If you're lumping me in, I might as well get some shots in.
But I'm pretty.
Oh, yeah.
If you believe it in your heart.
Alrighty then.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You're right. Roller coaster ride of Bob and Jeff continues.
Sounds like a damn monster movie.
Welcome back. Hour number four of the Bob and Jeff Show. When does it end, you're asking? One more hour.
Goodness.
Jason Duda, Jeff Lutz, Max Power, Tommy Thurber with us. We've had a great group of guests today. We appreciate all of them. And it would be not good if we didn't hear from Jim 89 on our final show. And here he is, all the way from Andale. Jim, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. What I miss most about that show is the baseball card guy would talk about what he had on for sale and how much they were worth and all those kind of things.
That's what you miss most, huh, Jim? Thank you. Joe Rocco. We love Joe Rocco.
Yeah. Can you get him on?
Yes. He'll be on at 5:48 today as our final.
Yeah.
Jim, do you know this is our last show?
This is the last show.
This is it, Jim.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You mean?
What about a junior league of football, like in baseball for football?
I don't think that news hit Jim very hard.
don't think I haven't thought about that idea.
Uh-huh.
A junior league of baseball for football.
Yeah.
There are many junior baseball leagues.
We love you, Jim. We never know what you're talking about, but we love you.
All right. See you now.
There you go. There goes Jim 89. Fitting call.
We should have let him go a little bit.
Listen, do you want? Well.
Yes. 869-1240.
Number, Jeff.
If you want to follow that.
Jim has been maybe our most loyal listener.
Well, one of them, if he listens, I don't know.
Well, I think he listens. Why else would he call?
I would think so.
Who are we surprised that we haven't heard from? Do you have anybody?
Hold on. What do you think Jim gets out of this show?
Humor.
The thing he misses the most is a guy we haven't had on for several years. He calls up and talks about things we're not talking about. What do you think he gets?
He likes listening to the show.
Yeah,
I'm not going to get deep into the weeds about it.
Yeah, you're not as deep of a thinker as I am, and that's upsetting to me.
Well, he likes listening.
Well, why does it have to be deeper than that?
Because
people just like to listen.
I like to understand.
Let me explain something about an 89-year-old person. May not be that deep.
Well, there has to be something.
It may just be that he likes listening to the show.
He wakes up every morning and decides what to do with his life, and part of that, at least for some of it, has been turning on our show.
You know what?
And
I want
to know why.
You know what I wish he'd decide to do with his life?
Lou, you get you out of here.
Go take you out.
You out.
Have
that
you
chair.
Beat up by some take problems. You out.
I'll get you up back.
Who do we have?
We have Raider Nate.
Oh, wow.
Here is Raider Nate, the second member of this family to call us today. Raider Nate, welcome.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's up, Nate?
We're doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. I just got off work, but
fatherhood sounds great on you.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Jeff's excited. He's got his boy coming in later.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
So go. What do you have, Nate?
So I just wanted to call in, just say thank you to both you guys. I started listening to Bob and Jeff when I think I was a junior in high school, and just to show you how big of an impact you guys have had on me. I'm now driving to pick up my 6-month-old child from daycare. So
amazing.
You guys have been a big part of my life for a long time. Obviously, I'm disappointed in Bob for abandoning our Raiders. But
I'm thinking about coming back now.
You'll never know.
You don't want a bandwagon jumper.
Carolyn Chip Kelly. Carolyn Chip Kelly, you know.
It's not bad.
I love the show. Obviously, I got the chance to do a show with you guys a few years back. That was a big highlight of my youth, and I love every second of it. Obviously disappointed, but I know Bob will have a chance to talk to me all the time with League 42 coming up.
That's
so,
right. You're going to be
still get my fill of the lutes all the time.
You're one of our coaches, and we appreciate you.
Yep, I appreciate you guys. You guys had an awesome run. Look forward to seeing you soon, Bob.
Thank you, Nate.
Thanks.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
869-1240. This segment kind of reserved for phone calls. And to talk to Duda, who...
What?
What came about that you started being a co-host of this show? How'd that happen?
Well, Tony called me, and I'd done a little bit of radio, and then I was obviously at Channel 10 and did some stuff for the... for Cake for 7 years on air. And I don't know, Tony called me out of the blue one day and said, hey, do you want to come and co-host a radio show? And I was like, what? With who? And then he said your name, and I thought, I don't know, that guy wrote some stuff about me that I'm not happy about.
Play
but
better,
so
was Maya message.
I'm thinking to myself, I can get him back now, so this might not be a bad idea for a couple hours. So
9 years later?
That's how it started. And I came in, and then I don't know, I got a call back to come and help when one of you guys were gone, and
no, there you go.
Before I knew it, then I was in and out every week for a couple days a week. Just kind of how it was.
We've been happy to have you.
It's been a blast. I've honestly enjoyed it.
You've added to our show. Even when you come in all mad like you did today because somebody took your chair.
Jeff.
Yeah, you were really mad. You were dropping...
That was my seat.
Almost curse words.
You came out of it, and here you are.
Well, because the show started.
Uh-oh. 7 hours later,
who showed up?
And I just had to move out of this chair because we all know whose chair this is.
Who do we have?
It's not mine.
Steve.
Here's Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Jeff and Bob, how are you? I danced your last day. That makes me a little sad. Any chance you'd want to do one last two-minute face-off against each other over baseball?
Yep. You never know. We only have another 4 hours.
He's 2 minutes right now he's talking about.
Oh, right now
right
you
now,
want
to? Man. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Okay, this is again. It's for Bob and Jeff. In the history of Major League Baseball, there have been 100 players who had 120 or more career triples. Of those 100, 86 of them had their entire career prior to 1961, the expansion of baseball. That leaves 14 players who have hit 120 triples who played any part of their career after 1961. And you know them all.
All right. Do I go first?
Jeff goes first because he knew the Eagles question I asked years ago.
Yeah,
thank
I remember
you. I know
that.
All the questions.
Go for it.
I'm going to say Willie Wilson.
Willie Wilson is correct. Willie Wilson, I'm sorry, let me look here. Willie Wilson has 147 triples.
That's a lot of triples.
Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson, not on the list.
All right. Thanks for calling, Steve.
It's
been a pleasure.
I'm still going,
Jeff,
Steve.
Jeff's the winner. All right.
Lance Johnson,
not on the list.
Dang it.
Uh-oh.
Lance Johnson
I'm back.
17 triples.
It's funny how all of a sudden Bob's back in the game and it's going to continue.
Yeah. I'm ready to go.
It's your guess.
Boy, this is a tough category.
It is extremely difficult.
Vince Coleman.
Vince Coleman, not on the list.
Good grief.
I think, and I might be wrong because I was wrong about Lance Johnson, but I think Maury Wills is up there.
No, he's not.
Okay.
I'm afraid Maury Wills is not.
Thanks for sending us out in complete embarrassment.
Well, I'm kind of surprised. I mean.
George Brett.
George Brett, absolutely. On the list. George Brett had 137 triples.
He did?
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
We're tied after three.
Kenny Lofton.
Kenny Lofton. I knew you'd say Kenny Lofton. He had 115.
Oh, wow.
Well, he didn't make the list. Dang it.
No, he did not.
And this is since 1961, correct?
Right. Any part of their career. Not just the stolen bases. All the person had to do was play after 1961.
Okay. That's interesting. Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle is not there.
What?
His knees blew out too soon in his career, I think. But
we don't need details. Just yes or no will suffice.
I don't think he played long enough, but how about Jose Reyes?
Oh, God.
Jose Reyes is on the list.
Yes, sir.
Jose Reyes had 131.
Was that round five?
So I got to get this to...
Is that round five?
No, that was round four.
Willie Mays.
Willie Mays, of course Willie Mays is on this. 140.
That's a lot of triples.
We're tied going to round five.
Oh, goodness.
And I think I'll win if Jeff misses.
You think? Pete Rose.
Pete Rose on the list.
Dang it.
You got to get it to win, son.
I got to get it to stay alive.
To stay alive, that's right.
Rod Carew.
Rod Carew, not on the list.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
You know who the leader was? Stan Musial.
I should have gotten that.
He barely played after 61.
I should have gotten that. He played until 63. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate that.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Not my best moment.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. I've had a lot on my mind lately.
We should have let him tell us who the others were. Look who's here, by the way.
Yeah, I should have let him tell us who was on his mind.
Guess nobody cares. All right, cool.
Oh, David Michael Hahn's in the house.
Oh, he is?
The house.
Wow, hey.
His segment starts in about 8 minutes.
All right, well, sit tight, bud.
Or so, and we'll catch up with your very good friend and, dare I say, love interest?
Yeah, well, today it sounded like it.
You never know.
You never know. 869-1240, it's the Bob and Jeff Show. I've never done a four-hour show before, and I could be running out of gas.
But, have you done a three-hour show before?
Sure I have.
When?
Oh, we've had many requests for 3 hours.
Requests, but have we done it?
Not with you.
Radiothons, yeah, how about those?
Yeah.
League 42, long. That was probably 4 hours at least.
Those were long...
3 hours.
Long ordeals.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. You got to... produce, man.
I miss the radiothons with the kids from League 42.
Ted's not here anymore. You got to still bring it.
Duda, would you please talk to Jeff?
Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
No, I mean, to him in the way you want to talk to him.
No.
Let him have it.
No, it's all good. So it's the last show. Last show. I'm saving it for the last segment.
I thought you were leaving before then.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to leave before the last segment. What am I doing? What time is it? Where am I?
Nobody
what day
knows.
Is it?
Jerome.
Here's Jerome.
Jerome?
Hello, Jerome.
Hi. Hey, you guys are asking or answering questions. Can you name a Wichita athlete that was a state champion and also a Super Bowl champion?
John Riggins.
A Wichita athlete.
Yeah, come on, Wichita, dummy.
I don't think he said
that. He did.
He did.
You're out of gas.
You're out of gas.
Wichita athlete who won a Super Bowl and a state championship. Does the state football championship have to be in football?
Pardon me?
Does the state championship have to be in football?
I just said state champion. I didn't say football.
You didn't say football. How about
Super Bowl?
What team did he win the Super Bowl for?
No, don't go there. Answer the question.
You answer the question, Mr. Guy.
A Super Bowl champion and a state champion.
Yeah.
From Wichita.
A Wichita person who's won the Super Bowl. There can't be that many of those.
I give up. Who is it?
Don Calhoun.
Curtis McClinton.
There you go.
Still same North school.
High, North High in basketball as a junior and then played for the Chiefs in football.
Very good. Thank you, Jerome.
Man, you really embarrassed yourself on that
Curtis
one,
Curtis McClinton, 1956 graduate of North High School.
That's right.
You didn't know that.
Of course I did.
You know very little.
Ask me a guy, I'll tell you what year he graduated.
Darnell Valentine.
1977.
Lucky guess. Aubrey Sherrod,
he was at Wichita. He graduated in 1979.
81.
No. He was at Wichita State in 81.
He was not. He was a freshman in 81, 82.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. After he graduated in 1981.
Who won that face-off game?
Well, listen, I'm tired.
Well, we're all tired. Everybody's tired. David Michael Hahn just got done tax attorneying. You think he's not tired?
I hadn't thought about it.
Think about it.
Well, I'm going to have a word with David Michael Hahn here shortly.
On the air or not?
Max, who's next?
Oh, no. That was just Ryan wanting to know if we mentioned Dennis.
Yes, we did mention Dennis.
We love Dennis and Pastor Mike and Pat Pask.
Dan the man.
Dan the man.
Dennis was a caller to all the shows, as were most of these people. And he lived and died sports, and he loved it. And Dennis, Hall of Fame caller.
And no question. First ballot.
We've had a bunch of those folks here in town.
Charter class.
And we miss them.
Of course.
Have you received any texts during the show, Jeff?
Have I?
Oh.
I have one right now.
From?
Aubrey graduated from Heights, not East. Did you say you graduated from East?
No, Heights.
Yeah, we knew that, big fella Anthony.
You must have said.
Dave Phillips sent me a text.
You must have said East.
Of course I didn't. I know where Aubrey Sherrod went. I don't think anybody said East. Dave Phillips texted me.
What'd he have to say?
Oh, he said, we're doing amazing. If you guys had been this good every day, they wouldn't have had to fire you.
See, that's Dave telling you that you're the cause of this show going away.
Yeah, because I didn't how get a I read text that. From Dave. Did you
isn't
get a text from
you,
Dave?
Yeah.
See? Yep, that's it. I agree with you.
I think Dave just likes me better.
I didn't get a text from Dave.
My point.
You didn't?
I didn't.
My point.
I wonder why he's texting Jeff. He must feel
for that like, reason right there.
I just told you why.
He must feel like the weakest among us deserve to be lifted up. Dave's a humanitarian, and that would make sense.
I actually have a call from Dennis that I had saved from years ago.
Let's hear Dennis.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We are hearing now that Wichita State will put out a release at 5 o'clock stating that Greg Marshall is suspended and that his contract calls for due process. I don't know what the due process is. He'll be suspended while due process
wasn't that
unfolds.
What we were just doing?
I thought so. I need a definition of due process. And if anybody knows, please call us. Let's go to the phones, and Dennis awaits. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, I tell you what. In this case, due process means shuffling your feet and paying for time while lawyers go through their lawyer talk. That's what that means.
I guess I thought we were farther along the lawyering process, honestly. I thought we were down that road a little bit more.
Thank you, Max. That's brings back a lot of memories. I'll tell you what. Was a part of every Dennis call over the years.
And we listened.
All right, time for a break. We've got the one and only David Michael Hahn.
Oh, man.
Coming up next, we'll let Jeff and David Michael Hahn exchange pleasantries.
Do you want to go have a coffee while they talk for a little while?
Yeah, we'll go play skee ball somewhere.
Perfect. Sweet.
Back in a minute.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Five and 1240 KFH.
She came from Providence, one in Rhode Island.
The Last Waltz is our musical theme. This is the great Don Henley out in front of the Eagles singing The Last Resort, so one good, of my man. Favorite Eagles songs. We welcome David Michael Hahn into the show. He's been a guest host on this show. He's developed some kind of a friendship.
I don't know what it is, man.
We can't really define it.
It's indescribable. No clue what it is.
We're not sure what it is, but welcome, David.
Thank you. We're sharing a mic over here. We're cheek to cheek.
Yeah.
And face to face as well.
Right now, their arms are touching one another.
It kind of seems like maybe what Jeff's been saying is true. Is he close?
I miss some of the things he was saying about me, but if it's what he texts me, probably true.
Oh,
that's too bad.
There you have it.
It's too bad. So tell us a little bit about yourself for those in our listening audience who are curious about who's David Michael Hahn.
Yeah, no, I mean,
a real person.
A real person. Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm a little sad that Jeff and I's friendship will be ending after this. I pretty much was just using him to come talk on the radio from time to time.
Jeff's in my.
Whatever. That leads me into what I do for a profession, which is a lot of writing, because I'm a tax attorney, and I just talk tax, brass tax all day, although Jeff corrected me on how that's spelled. I thought,
yes.
It's a part of our relationship. But yeah, I'm just a tax attorney here in town and got a couple kids, three kids and a wife, and we're just,
Well, let me ask surviving. You this. I'm going to test your friendship.
Okay.
Has Jeff asked you to do his taxes?
He has not.
Uh-oh.
But I also don't know if I could tell you if he had.
Yeah.
Ethically,
attorney-client privilege.
And ethically, it's not right.
Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah. You kind of already answered it before you made the good point.
Well, I don't have an attorney-client privilege because he's not a client. So,
he can say
we
no.
Should be. What's your retainer fee for me?
Retainer fee?
What? You're going to retain him? Would be privileged information.
It'd be probably more than you can afford.
Just say the number.
And you do a podcast as well.
I do,
higher
yes.
rated than ours.
According to, what was that? I don't even know what the website. Pod Fever or something. Yes, it's. I do a podcast called the Wichita Podcast. You've been on there, Bob, before, talking about League 42. We really appreciated that. We probably need to do a catch-up episode and see where League 42 is heading, and also just more about Bob Lutz.
There you go.
And, I mean, he would love that. Episode.
Yeah, I need to get Duda on there to talk a little bit of Thunder hockey. And then Jeff's been in an episode, technically.
They cut me.
I cut most of his stuff.
Yeah.
That's friendship right there.
That was friendship.
That
I wish
friendship.
We'd had that option here on the show. But,
yeah, well.
We only made it 9 years.
So, yeah, I mean, if you want me to come on the podcast, I'll try to fit you into my schedule.
That would be great. I know you're a very busy man.
There it is.
I've seen your posts on Facebook. You got some stuff going on.
Yeah. So anyway, how do you go about doing a podcast? I'm not saying that I'm going to go off and do my own podcast, but how would you go about that if that's something you thought about doing?
Yeah, podcasts are interesting because I think that they seem more difficult than they really are. The real important thing is having the right equipment, in my opinion.
I think we have that.
You probably do. It used to be that. And you still have to find a place to host your podcast. You can't just put it on the internet. It's got to be hosted. And then when you put new episodes out, it gets uploaded. It goes to all the different platforms, Spotify.
What do you mean? Of course you can do that. You don't need to find it. You just put it out.
No, Uh-oh. You don't just put it out.
You don't?
No. And it used to be, as far as I could tell, is you'd have to pay hosting fees, monthly hosting fees. They're not very expensive, but you had to do it. Nowadays, they've really made it easy. I think with COVID and everybody starting podcasts, they've made it free to host podcasts on direct through like Spotify and other things.
Yeah, that's
but
what I just said.
But you have to still host it.
I think I had an expectation that you'd come in and Jeff would kind of be the, you know, dominant person in this relationship.
Right.
Again, whatever this relationship is, it's clear that you're the dominant personality. Course.
The longer the beard in this relationship, at least.
Duda, what's your take?
I would have to almost agree with you that he's very subdued all of a sudden. When
he's kind of hunched over here.
DMH walked in. Yeah. He was like, in awe.
Reverence.
He was almost in awe, to tell you the honest truth.
Well.
And I've never seen it before.
Well, it takes a lot to earn this man's attention.
I don't even. He's not even in the mic anymore. It's just me.
No, he doesn't want
it. It's just the me show. I don't even know why he's talking.
He's scared to say anything. I've never seen this.
Yeah, how do you go about doing a podcast?
How'd you get into it, though? What made you like just think, I want to do a podcast? Like, what? Because were you just sitting eating eggs one morning? It's like, yeah, I'm going to do a podcast.
Yeah, kind of. It's one of those things that I think when you kind of hit your, you know, a certain age, men in their 30s, they choose one of like four things, right? Getting into like brewing beer, podcasts, the Civil War. I chose.
You could reenact.
I could. And I chose brewing beer and the podcast. A couple friends of mine that do the podcast with me for years, we had talked about let's do a podcast. And none of us lived in the same state. We weren't even close. One was in Arizona, one's in Oklahoma, one's in New York. And we just kept saying, when we get in town for Christmas break, we'll meet together, we'll have a podcast. Never met. Finally, two of us moved back to Wichita. I had my first child, and I hit that kind of like third of your life crisis. And I'm like, I got to do something with my life.
You're going to be 90?
Well, I was 30. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope.
Oh,
I'm
my
90.
God.
I hope I'm 90. This. You'll be, what, 110?
Let's do our routine.
And so I took the helm, and I said, guys, let's do the podcast. But what do we all have in common? They both work in sports, but sports, as you guys know, are fleeting. You present one day, it's old news the next. I wanted something that could be a little more timeless. So what do we all have in common? Well, we're all from Wichita. And so we looked. I said, is there a Wichita podcast? No. Is there anything that I could find about the history of Wichita? Not really. So let's just do it. So we just pick random places, people, events, things that happened, and started doing research. We've kind of hit a point now where we've got like 60-ish episodes, and we're running out of material that we can research ourselves, and now it's become we need to go to the source to get firsthand experience from the people that run the thing, like Cowtown or whatever it might be. Because I could do research until I'm blue in the face, but I'm never going to be able to tell the story like the people that, you know, are involved. So,
Jeff, do you have a question?
Where are you going to dinner tonight? And, no, what's your favorite place in Wichita? And what do you like to order there?
You still do this.
Great question.
Thank you. My favorite place probably – are we talking about any restaurant?
Anything. Right, it's
Japan
open.
Express. I like Japan Express. Get the number one dark meat, large number one dark meat. It's the chicken teriyaki on rice. And I usually, because I'm a big boy and I like to eat, I get an order of the crab rangoons and I get an order of the pot stickers.
Oh, you'd be crazy.
Pot stickers are wonderful.
Yeah. They're fantastic.
I'm not a crab rangoon guy.
Yeah. I loved crab rangoon.
No, I can't do it.
They're little kind of bite-sized. They're delicious.
Mm. Yeah, you are famous for having two bowls of rice.
I had three.
Three?
That was actually some controversy last birthday. I don't know if you noticed what happened.
What happened? I want
to
hear.
So, this is good. So, Jeff, being the birthday diva, we went to Kobe for Jeff's birthday.
No.
And I know. And I ordered three bowls of rice, as is customary. And the cook was giving out, our chef, if you will, was giving out, you know, extra food if he cooked a little too much. And he gave me, like, an extra zucchini or something. And Jeff goes, I'm the birthday boy. You should be giving me all the extra food.
Right.
So the guy gave out all the fried rice and he miscounted and he thought I was only getting two. So the next thing I know, he's just dumping rice onto Jeff's bowl. Just an absolute bowl amount.
Unbelievable. And did he say anything?
No.
Oh.
No.
That's
so then
a good
friend. Jeff looked at me and he's like, I'm not going to give you this rice. And I said, but I ordered that rice. And I was like, whatever. You know what? It's your birthday. I'm not going to argue. I may say that take $3 off my bill because I didn't get my rice, but I'm not going to argue. Jeff got so full, he ended up giving me his third rice. I ate it.
And that was the end of the night.
And
that was
it. I think you guys have heard the story of what happened after.
Yeah, we don't want to go there.
Yeah, so anyway.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah. But he was a bit of a diva, and the chef gave him every extra bit of food that came off that grill that night. I mean, his plate, I have a picture of it somewhere. His plate was overflowing. I could have eaten it.
It was so good.
But I'm, you know.
And you kept it for a little while, which was good.
It kept down for about an hour and a half or so.
Yeah.
What were you drinking that night? What were you putting in them? Because he doesn't never drink.
No, what?
Screwdrivers?
Yeah, screwdrivers.
Why'd you go? You want a screwdriver after that?
He had a screwdriver and a half.
So he wasn't feeling great after the meal.
Acidic orange juice.
Why'd you go with him to Side Pocket?
I didn't know he wasn't feeling great, but I also promised him it was his birthday. Every year on his birthday, he says, this is the year I'm going to go out and have a drink with you after. And then every year he comes up with some sort of excuse. One year was that ice storm that took me like 50 minutes to get to Kobe.
It's been 3 years.
Yeah, right. Well, that's true. And finally he said, you know what? Let's go to Side Pockets. And I said, okay, great. So he hopped in my car. We drove down there. We watched the end of the Wichita State K-State game. And
we survived.
And we survived. He had a drink and a half.
I had more than a boy.
Yeah.
And he's crazy, so it doesn't count.
I was shocked that his drink of choice was screwdriver.
He said he hadn't had a drink in like six years,
and he chose a screwdriver.
That's always been his drink of choice.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was shocking to me.
I mean, I don't know where he even got that idea of a screwdriver.
We made him at a different location, a different side of the family. We had those.
It's not a different side of the family. It's your mother.
We had those pretty regularly.
Let me explain to you how
on
that
the other
worked.
Side, the other side of the family.
Yeah, we made birds screwdrivers and played spades.
Let me explain how the different side of the family worked. What? Okay.
Okay.
One night we were kind of feeling it, and 9 months later you happened.
Yeah, I understand how everything.
And
works.
They were all drinking screwdrivers.
We were all in the same family at the time.
Okay.
Right,
but not for a large majority of my life.
No, but mother, father.
Yeah, but you could say my mom's side of the family. That's what everybody says.
I don't know about that. His mind is blown. Let me explain this again. One night we were feeling it.
I don't care.
Were there screwdrivers involved that evening?
Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Probably.
Maybe.
Most definitely.
Well, those were good times.
And then
we put on the Matchbox 20
album. So that would have been what? Sometime in March. Right?
Around March 20th,
somewhere in there.
Valentine's Day.
It's about 38 weeks. So yeah, mid-March,
and then
late March.
On December 21st, you came along.
Best day of your life, Bob.
You came along.
Better be.
He didn't deny it.
And trust me, I had screwdrivers that night.
That I believe.
Yeah, I almost died, but Bob was at the bar, so it's cool.
It's all good. I still am.
But this side of the family was at the bar. What was that?
I just said I'm still startled that Jeff's drink of choice is a screwdriver, regardless of where he got it. That's just
I don't get it, but it was something his other side of the family apparently
right.
did a lot.
Right?
What? I'm not what?
Don't worry about it. You're talking, so go, man.
What'd he say, dude?
I'm not sure. That's why it's funny.
I'm so funny. I don't even have to speak to be funny.
It was probably a smart ass remark, and I caught the first word, and then I just started laughing because I knew something was coming out.
That's all it takes.
That's all it took right now.
All right. So a little over 9 years of doing this show, as I said yesterday, we were in no rush to leave doing the Bob and Jeff show, but circumstances came about and things changed, and rather than continue on the way we were going, we decided that we need a break. And I definitely need a break. I've talked at length with my son, with Jason, with our program director, Tony Dusing, with Max. I wanted to make sure that the decision to leave this show was being supported by everyone because I don't want to leave people in the lurch. And we've all kind of come to the conclusion that let's regroup for a while, see what the future holds. And you can never tell. I can't tell you this is my final appearance ever on radio. I don't know that. But it could be. And we'll just see what happens. Right, dudes?
Absolutely. And I understand where you guys were coming from and the time change and that sort of thing. And then doing the show from 2 to 4 and 5 to 7 just didn't feel right. I mean, you've seen it today,
the interaction.
Well, that's where I was going with this. When I first started doing this and and getting to know you guys. My favorite thing about the show was callers. It always has been. You interact with them with whatever they're saying, and they get their opinion. You play off it, and it's just, it was always more fun. And the regular callers that we've had and guys that have called in today, those are the guys and that make the show a lot more fun, and it like makes it a lot more interesting. And so without having that, it just didn't seem the same the last month, 5 weeks, or however long we've been doing this.
No, it didn't feel the same. Jeff, what are you gonna miss about radio?
I don't know. As I've told a lot of people, I said it in the, I think it was maybe the quote Denise used when she wrote about us, that we just kind of get to pop off here. I find that generally pretty therapeutic to just, you know, we don't cross any lines or anything, but we get to pretty much say what we want. And I like that. I enjoyed that about radio. Just, you know, it made me less socially nervous. I don't have that kind of thing anymore, the social awkwardness. I probably do, but I don't feel it as much. It just kind of opened me up. It just kind of created and enhanced a different part of my personality.
So this, when I was a young boy, as I've said on this show, I used to take a tape recorder to mostly Derby basketball games, and I fancied myself as a future play-by-play broadcaster. That's what I thought my career was going to be. But it changed. It became more print than broadcast. But then in the late 90s, I got an opportunity to co-host a show with Steve Dennis, and then the news sports director, at KSN Channel 3 here in town. We did that for a little bit. And then in 2001, I joined Sports Daily with Bruce and Jared Bartlett, and did that for a long time. Decided in 2014 that I'd had enough of that and took a little break. Approached Tony Dusing in 2015 and said, what do you think about a father-son show? And he's, you know, he mulled it over. He didn't like say, oh, you're on the air tomorrow. Took a little talk and a little convincing, but he eventually went for it. He likes local programming. And we started this on December 1st, 2015. One of the first calls I made when I had this notion was to Tom Thurber, who had been our producer and engineer on the morning show for a long time, and he agreed to come back and try this. And that's how this show was born, and it's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed doing it. We did it here in the studio for a long time, and then since COVID, we've pretty much done this show from my basement, which has been handy. Haven't had to leave home.
Of course.
Had my dog there, which I think we've all come to love Misty, as we would love any dog. And Misty, not special in that way. Had we done the show at Duda's house, we would have come to love his dogs. Had we done the show at your house,
don't say it,
we would ask you to have gotten a dog. But
no, that wasn't going to happen. If you ever insult Nettie Harris like that again.
I got it. Did
all
you,
bets are off.
Yes.
Did you talk to Jeff first about pitching the show, or did you just have an idea and go to Tony?
No, I talked to Jeff first.
What was his first thought process
I can't really remember either. Not really, no. I was probably up for it because we were doing Just Saying with Jeff and Jamin at the time, and
right,
you know, I was getting a little more comfortable on radio. I never planned to be on radio. This was not a goal or an ambition of mine. And you know, if this show ends, I doubt, you know, I'll probably never be the leader of a show that is on local radio. But you know, we did it almost a decade.
No, I'm just curious because you know, sometimes you just, you know, if you were just thinking of maybe doing another one, well, what about this idea? What about this idea? I didn't know if you were just kind of throwing ideas out there.
I don't see myself, as long as I'm physically and mentally capable, I don't see myself backing off from League 42 too much, at least for a few years. And then I don't see myself, someday I'll wake up and go, man, I think I want to do radio again because it's a great medium. I think my personality comes through on radio unlike it ever did in print. And print was great. I loved, and I do love writing. But this allows me to, despite what Jeff may say, be funny.
Sometimes, sure.
That's all I get. Sometimes, sure.
I mean, it's not, you're not batting zero, but you're not batting 1,000. Does that help?
What am I batting?
Oh, who are you asking? You're looking at me?
I'm looking at you.
Well, I guess
who's
as the judge.
Who's got the higher average?
A judge on this show. Oh, it's pretty tight, I think. It's probably really? Pretty close. Yeah, I'd say the Lutes probably 750. When he is hitting about 742.
There you go.
That's
I thought
you guys
be
are
the 300.
Thank you for the song.
No,
at least.
No, I don't mind them. I get a kick out of them. I understand them all. That's the difference. I've been around you guys long enough that I get everything you say, even Thank though you. Sometimes you guys pretend like you don't understand what the other one's saying. I know you do. I know you do, but you just don't want to admit it.
Right,
father, son, I'm not going to admit that to him. I'm not going to admit that to him. He's not right. I'm right. You're wrong.
Thank
That's
you
the
for
the
750. Max, what do you have to say as we wind this baby down? You've been with us many years, 8 years. What are your
parting
thoughts?
Yeah, it would have been 9 in May.
What?
I think it's a mistake to bump you guys for Rome. It is.
Well, we don't.
But I had a lot of fun.
We appreciate you and your support, and you've been really good at this, and you've handled the music for now a few years, and you're a music guy, so thank you for everything you've done for the show. I got to get Tommy on as well, who was
right up.
The OG.
I feel like he's a part of this and was a part of the ground floor, and he's moved back. Can I say that?
Sure, why not?
He's moved back to Kansas from Alabama. Which may be the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. We're glad to have you back in Wichita. And you, thanks. Like I
actually,
said.
Actually, I was two shows, if you think about it, because I was original with Sports Daily.
You were?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that show was, I can't remember how long that show had been going before I joined, but
we started
I joined
in 2000,
pretty early.
Like less than a year, just about.
Yeah, Jim Kobe kind of got tired of it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've ever gotten tired of radio because it's fun. But when you're doing another full-time gig, it's a little challenging.
Right. But think of, just not personal, but through the years, we've gone through my having grandchildren, my having great-grandchildren, a triple bypass. I mean, I've been through a lot with y'all in the
You have been.
I've known you since, well, Steve Dennis days, because I was working Bob and Mike in the control room next year's.
Really? We had who was our producer?
Rue.
Rue. I remember Rue.
By the way, so that's been cool. Thanks for the, bring me back. Appreciate it. Got to be Jason.
Anyway, we've had a lot of fun. I got a nice text from your wife asking me what I'd like her to bake for myself.
What?
No
way.
For the Super Bowl?
No way.
Asking me, my favorite flavors of pie and
Nah, you pushed it a little too far. Now I know it's not true.
What can she do for us on Thanksgiving? And just, general things.
General
like
things that you need, yeah.
Dude,
that's
can
nice
I have a
of
hug
her.
Before the show ends?
What?
Can we hug it out before?
Why are we going to hug it out?
We part ways?
Why would anyone hug you, Jeff?
How am I going to continue to stay in contact with you, Jason?
You got my number.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you can use it, Jeff.
In 20 years, we'll pick it back up like nothing ever happened, yeah. Right? Like you and every other friend you have.
And that's a difficult thing to think about because Jason Duda has become a very good friend of ours, and this is giving some of that up. And I don't know how I'll feel in a week or two. I think I'll be okay because I've thought this thing out until I'm blue in the face. That's how I work. I just, you know that. How many times have I texted you?
Too many.
About right, exactly. Thanks a lot,
You've
by the way.
You've driven me insane, but it's
really?
All good.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the truth?
Uh-huh.
Really? You're
yeah.
saying that?
Yeah. But it's okay.
Oh, this kid. I'd dump him.
Well, why are you speaking the truth? You can't be mad at him. What, do you want him to lie to you?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
It was a lot of back and forth. I never knew what you were feeling, and I tried to empathize, and then you go the other direction. I so think now one I of the
biggest
that.
One of the biggest hurdles for me was because I was concerned about Max, about you, and about Jeff. Not that I don't think you can't figure it out, but, you know, we all enjoy this.
Of course. Yeah, it's been a blast, and I've appreciated you guys letting me tag along, being probably one of the best middle relievers you've ever had.
Oh, you
closer
got a,
almost.
You had a great sinker.
But it was a lot of fun. I've honestly really enjoyed it and getting to know you guys, Max, Tommy. It's been fun.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening, not only today, but throughout the years. We appreciate it. Stay in touch. I'm easy to find. Later.
Bob and Jeff Show on KFA.
Say goodnight, not goodbye.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Goodbye, stranger, it's been nice. La la la, la la la, hey, 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 goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
Dad and say Joe.
Joe.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
The Bob and Jeff Show on KFH.
My only friend, the end.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house.